Hello, I'm Jane, and my first article is headlined on the front page, and is the main article is written on page 7. It says, Plans to Transform Routes for Walking and Cycling. Plans to transform walking and cycling routes around Wallingford have been welcomed with claims they will make local travel healthier and safer. The public are being invited to have their say on proposals to improve so-called active travel in the town and surrounding area over the next 10 years. People who live, work or travel in the area are urged to share their views on the draft local cycling and walking infrastructure plan being developed by Oxfordshire County Council. District and County Councillor James Barlow, Green, said he was delighted the consultation had opened. Mr. Barlow said, a local cycling and walking infrastructure plan, LCWIP, can bring a wide range of benefits. It can improve physical and mental health, help residents save money by using low-cost getting-around options, reduce congestion and emissions, and boost local economies. It's designed to make getting around our communities both healthier and safer. He cited physical and mental benefits of walking, cycling and wheeling, and environmental benefits in reducing congestion and emissions, plus evidence that extensive active travel networks bring more visitors and boost the local economy. By identifying key routes, the plan can lead to funding for improvements in road crossing, lighting paths and other infrastructure. The consultation has been launched for feedback on the walking, cycling and wheeling infrastructure plans, and comments can be made on the authority's digital consultation and engagement platform, Let's Talk Oxfordshire, until January the 7th. Councillor Andrew Gant, County Council's Cabinet Member for Transport Management, said, we know the importance and the value of making our travel more sustainable. We also know how crucial it is that we make the conditions right to allow people to make more sustainable travel choices when they have the opportunity to do so. Improving the routes in Wallingford and surrounding areas will enable more people to use alternatives to the car or public transport to make our roads safer and our environment healthier. The councillor added he wants to encourage people to look carefully at the plan and share their thoughts on how to make it better. The initial plan has been prepared using feedback from a previous map and pin exercise earlier this year and engagement with steering groups. Mr. Barlow added, I encourage residents to comment on it so that it can be the best set of plans for the area based on as broad a set of insights as possible. It is great to see comments already being made, many of which will strengthen and clarify the plans. Improvements have been set out for the next 10 years, focusing on the connectivity of walking and cycling routes in the area, improving the accessibility of the town and cementing active transport connections with the surrounding villages. The County Council said feedback will be used to amend the plan before the final version is voted on next spring. And there's a small photograph of District Councillor James Barlow and a larger photograph of cyclists somewhere up in a lovely piece of the countryside, and I couldn't tell you where it is, I'm afraid.